Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have a plethora of music as we always do here on the Filipino American National News, along with some community announcements, some news, and a preview of an interview we will have next week here on the Filipino American National News, which has a tie-in to our community announcements portion of the show. But in regards to the community announcements here on the Filipino American National News, the first of which will take place on Saturday, July the 18th from 3 to 8 p.m. at Egan's Central Park, and that is none other than the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans Philippine Day, which people have widely considered to be the biggest one-day attended Filipino community event here in Minnesota. You will find many things at Philippine Day. You will find food. You will find many of the talented singers, dancers, clothing makers out there at Philippine Day. For some, it's somewhat of a reunion where people who haven't seen each other run each other at Philippine Day as a way of showing the pride that they have in the Philippine culture. And it's a place where the last 3 years they've been doing Little Miss Philippine Day for kids who are from 3 to 8 years old. I think there is a little bit of an asterisk in terms of this year's contest, where I believe the first initial participant of the event is someone who is technically 9, but was the first contestant to sign up. But you have a wide variety of participants in that competition that range in age from 3 to 8, 9 years old. And it's a place where you see a lot of non-Filipinos at the event learning to experience the Filipino culture in so many ways. And from what we hear, the weather this week is going to be extremely warm. So make sure to be hydrated for that event. I would say, as a pro tip, as someone who's been to many Philippine days, whether it had been inside or outside, I think sometimes it's always best to sometimes come early in order to find your spot to camp out at if you are looking to watch the performances during the event from many people in the community, as well as performances from the dance troupe of the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans. And if you're looking to avoid those food lines, as I said, it's probably best if you try to arrive early to get the food so that you avoid the long lines for food. Because if anybody knows Filipinos love food. So they believe one of the food vendors has great food, they will definitely stand in line. I've seen people stand in line for an hour. The first year this event was outside. So, as I said, this is a new venue for the Philippine Day. It was taking place at the Ojibwe Park for the previous 3 years of Philippine Day being an outdoor event. And now it is at Egan Central Park out there adjacent to the Egan Community Center as well. In regards to our next community announcement here in Minnesota, it is the following weekend from the Philippine Day, and this event is widely considered to be the largest two-day Filipino-American event gathering in Minnesota, and this is the 20th annual Phil Minnesota Basketball Invitational, which will be taking place on Saturday, July 25th through Sunday, July 26th at the brand new Legacy Hoops Basketball Academy. This event has been taking place in recent years, mostly at the Legacy Hoops Academy in Woodbury, Minnesota, and parts of it was at the original Hopkins location. But this new location in Eden Prairie is the revamped, state-of-the-art version of Legacy Hoops Academy that I believe has 5 full courts there in the facility. And it's from the renderings I've seen, some of the pictures and videos I've seen of the new facility, it's something I think that the community will really be amazed about. And for those basketball teams that you're looking to watch, there are those 3 divisions that will be taking place: the Open Division, the 6 feet under Division, and the Masters Division, which is for participants that are 40 and over. And it looks like, from what I hear and from seeing a lot of the marketing that the basketball committee has been doing over the last couple of days, there's also a car show that will also be taking place. And if you know Filipino Americans, or if you don't, they also have a love for cars, whether it's the OG Filipinos, the much older Filipino generations out there that were into cars in the 70s with their Chargers and their Mustangs, to the Camaros, to now, to the younger generations that are up to the souped up imports. But you'll also see that at the event. I believe also you'll be seeing some recognition of players from the past being recognized as part of an all tournament team that encompasses the 20th anniversary of the basketball tournament. And for more information in regards to this event, you can contact the longtime chair of the event for most of the basketball tournament, Boo Dava, at 763-528-5768. And speaking of Boo Dava, Boo Dava and Eileen Love will be here on the show to discuss the 20th Phil Mizzou Basketball Invitational, the FMABI, as some might call it, or just some people, when they think of the acronym of FMA, they just don't necessarily think about the association per se, but they just think about the basketball tournament. Maybe it's because it has some similarities in terms of the letters to the NBA, so maybe they think it's like our Filipino version of the basketball experience. This is a tournament that has seen teams from Chicago, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Canada have been part of this tournament in the past. And we will learn more about the basketball invitational, as I said, next week here on the Philippine American National News, as we'll have Boo Dava and Eileen Love discussing this basketball tournament that has made quite an impact in the Filipino American community here in Minnesota. Because of this tournament, you have seen other tournaments arise in the Filipino community as well, or / leagues that have been taking place in the last couple years or so. So we'll definitely go into depth about the FMA Basketball Invitational next week when we have Boo Dava and Eileen Love on the show. And then another event that's taking place on Saturday, July the 25th, and is hosted by the Negrenses organization here in Minnesota. They're having a sports fest and Tabo Sa Negros. The sports fest will be taking place at 11 to 9 p.m. And the Tabo event will be taking place from 11 to 5 p.m. at 1219 Cummings Park Drive in Arden Hills, Minnesota. But for right now, we're going to play a song from an artist by the name of Kokoy Baldo. And the name of this song is Panugad. A little backstory on Kokoy Baldo. He passed away in 2023. Looks like he was trying to overpass a truck filled with sugarcane, and unfortunately he passed away at the age of 44. So if you're a fan of Filipinos singing reggae, this might be the song for you. And that was Kokoy Baldowit Panugaud. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFEI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time here on KFEI on 90.3 FM here in the Twin Cities. Also can be heard online at KFEI.org by searching the Filipino American National News. Also heard via Google Play and Apple Store by searching the KFEI app. And our shows are archived up to 2 weeks on those platforms. Speaking of platforms, you can find the Filipino American National News on both Instagram and Facebook. And the majority of our recorded video interviews, whether done via Zoom or done in person, you will find those mostly on our Facebook page. But for right now, we're going to head over to the news desk and we're going to head a little bit south on 35 to Iowa. Seven Siblings are opening Grounded, a new coffee shop in East Village featuring Filipino flavors they grew up loving. As brands like Starbucks and Trader Joe's flood the market with Filipino ube flavors, the immigrant-owned shop wants to share traditions with other Iowians. "We can't do anything about a large corporation," says Raven Demir, the youngest of the seven. "We're showcasing the right ingredients and letting people know that actually tastes like." Grounded is opening 316 East 6th Street, including a retail site selling fresh flowers from one of the siblings' backyard farms in Perry. Demir says they want a shop to feel like a Filipino home, including pictures that show their upbringing and cozy aesthetics. Growing up, Demir says her family was always fond of their parents' Filipino breakfast and morning scents of coffee and tea. They moved from the Philippines to Des Moines in 2000, and their father worked as a pastor. As they got older, some of the siblings moved, including to Perry, Colorado, and New York. In 2020, as family TikToks became viral during the shutdown, the Demir siblings wanted to create something similar. A few years after making their own social media accounts, they decided to go a step further and start their own business. That resulted in a Filipino pop-up coffee stand that has operated for 4 years at the Perry and downtown Des Moines farmers markets. When the shop opens this summer, and I believe they just opened up this past week, customers are expected many of the pop-up signature drinks, including an ube latte made with sweet, nutty purple yam, popular in the Philippines. Other offerings including a pandan cold foam latte, featuring a subtle sweet South East Asian plant, and a champorado latte inspired of Filipino chocolate rice porridge. The shop also plans to serve rice bowls, light bites, and desserts. They are most excited about sharing their culture with other Iowians, where immigrants, and we do take pride in that, Demir says. And speaking about food, it looks like here at the Minnesota State Fair, the women from Lumpia City are having a Midwestern Minnesota Wisconsin flair type of lumpia that they're adding to their list, as some of the new state fair foods have been highlighted via their social medias. It looks like they are going to have a lumpia inspired that has longanisa and I believe cheese curds in that particular lumpia, and then I believe a pie shop out of Stillwater, I believe Sarah's Pie Shop, correct myself next week if that is incorrect, but they are going to have a pie creation that has strawberry and ube in that particular sweet. But for right now, we're going to play a song that is an interpretation by Sofrino Vasquez and the Filipino American Symphony Orchestra. This is their take on the SB19 song, Mapa.
Kumusta na di na tayo laging nakikita? Miss na kita, so lagi na lang kami ang nauna. Di ba't pwedeng ikaw muna akin ang pangamba? Dahil ikaw ang aking mata, sa tuwing mundo'y naiibang dahilan ng aking paghinga. Kaya huwag mag-alala, ipikit ang iyong matatala. Pahinga muna, ako nang bahala. Labis pa sa labis ang iyong nagawa, mama. Pahinga muna, ako na. La-tara-tara, 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 oh. Papa, naaalala mo pa ba? Nung ako ay bata pa, di ba? Aking puso yung hinanda sa mga bagay na buhay ang may dala. Dala ko ang iyong bawat payo, at hanggang sa dulo magkalayo man tayo, ako'y tatayo, pangako, tatay ko. Ikaw ang aking paa sa tuwing ako'y gagapang na ng aking paghinga. Huwag mag-alala, ipikit ang iyong matatala. Pahinga muna, ako nang bahala. Labis pa sa labis ang iyong nagawa, papa. Pahinga muna, ako na. La-tara-tara, la-tara-tara, la-tara-tara-tara, la-tara-la-tara, la-tara-tara, oh. Sayangin pang mga natitirang pagina, ako'y patuloy kung saan man ang mahalaga. Kahit ano pang may di mamawala, pagkat dala ko ang mapa, saan man nagmula, alam kung saan mula. Huwag kang alala, ipikit ang iyong matatala. Pahinga muna, ako na. Huwag mag-alala, ipikit ang iyong mata. Pahinga muna, ako na.
And that was Sofrino Vasquez and the Filipino American Symphony Orchestra with their take on SB19's MAPA. We're going to end the show with a group known as Beanie, and the name of this track is Step Back. Stay tuned for sound effects.
I don't like it like that. Said I'ma save it. You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and around the world at kfai.org. The community's true voice.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of audio theater, comedy,